وكذلك أوحينا إليك روحا من أمرنا ما كنت تدري ما الكتاب ولا الإيمان ولكن جعلناه نورا نهدي به من نشاء من عبادنا وإنك لتهدي إلى صراط مستقيم صراط الله الذي له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض ألا إلى الله تصير الأمور.
Okay, we got some questions coming in. You're watching the mailbox. I'm Yusuf Estes, and this one just came in. He's asking the question, why is there deception in the Quran about Jesus, alayhi salam, peace be upon him, on the cross? Everyone knows Jesus and his name, and he's carried his cross for us. He endured pain for us, and it is in the Bible, and he died for our sins, and that's in the Bible too. Did Muhammad acknowledge any of this? I think not. Signed, so-and-so. Okay, well, first of all, that's a nice question, and thank you for asking. There is nothing in the Quran which is deceptive whatsoever. Actually, it says in the Quran some very good news. If you know much about the story of Jesus from the Bible, you know he prayed and asked Allah to save him and not put him through what was coming up, which he had an insight about. And that was in Gethsemane, right before the big altercation that took place between Jesus, his followers, and the followers of the Sanhedrin and the Roman armies, which were there in legions, meaning it was a huge conflict, and they were greatly and grossly outnumbered. Jesus' prayer was like this, and he's saying, O God, let this cup pass from me, even so thy will be done. And in those days, what they did, what they meant by something like this is, if you have a cup, okay, and you're saying, okay, I don't want to take a drink of it, I just want to pass it on. And that's the meaning of, let this cup pass from me. He didn't want it to happen. And he cried, and he pleaded, and they said that his tears were like sweat pouring off him or blood coming down his face. So he was really, really crying to Allah, but accepting whatever Allah would give him. Yeah? Okay, now, the Quran says Allah answered his prayer. Now, if God didn't answer his prayer, and if the one on the cross, the one that we say he wasn't on the cross, true, but the one on the cross, according to the Bible, is saying, my God, why have you forsaken me? And that statement in the Quran is actually coming from disbelievers and people who are arrogant, who are saying God has disgraced them, and so on. So we as Muslims accept what Allah said, that he answered the prayers of Jesus and lifted him up and took Jesus to paradise, and he's there with God now, and he'll be back in the last days. That's what the Quran is talking about. It says that they didn't kill him, neither did they salib him, crucify him, but something else was made apparent to them, and they are still arguing about it today. And according to the things that you've said, I can see clearly that you also are one of those that don't share the major opinion. You said, for instance, his name is in the Bible, the original Bible, his name is Isa. And you said that he carried his cross. Simon is the one who actually carried his cross according to the Bible, not Jesus. So I think that you really, as a lot of Christians, should spend more time just read and think and pray. Ask God to guide you and all of us, and check out for more details on our website at the Islam Mailbox. Till next time. Peace. Assalamu alaikum.